VOA News via remote, I'm Joe Palca. Japan's top government spokesman said on Tuesday it was extremely important to maintain the framework of Group of Seven meetings. Now, the comment comes after U.S. President Donald Trump said on Monday that he has not yet decided whether to invite Russian President Vladimir Putin to this year's summit meeting.
I certainly would invite him to the meeting. I think he's an important factor, but we will invite certain people that aren't in the G7.
Russia was expelled from the then so-called G8 group in 2014 after annexing the Crimea region from Ukraine. The Japanese chief cabinet secretary also said it is up to the United States, this year's chair country, to decide what form the forthcoming summit will take. Russian President Vladimir Putin says his country has become the first in the world to formally approve a new COVID-19 vaccine. President Putin announced the development during a meeting with his government ministers on Tuesday that was carried live on state television. He said the vaccine had undergone all the necessary checks to ensure its safety, adding that his own daughter has been inoculated in an early testing phase. The president said his daughter ran a slight fever on the first day, but her temperature dropped to normal the following day. Russian authorities have said the medical workers, teachers, and other risk groups will be the first to be inoculated. Belarus opposition candidate Svyatlana Tsikhanouskaya said Tuesday that she fled to neighboring Lithuania after second night of post-election demonstrations in Belarus with clashes between protesters and police. Tsikhanouskaya, who rejected the official results that showed her losing to longtime President Alexander Lukashenko, said leaving Belarus was a difficult decision, but that she did so for the sake of her children. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo.